Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Mr. Clarinet by Nick Stone, published by Penguin in 2006. Today's book is all about missing children, justice, and Haiti. Max Mingus has just been released from prison. A former cop turned private investigator turned vigilante, Max is lost. His beloved wife died a few months before his sentence ended, and he doesn't want to go home. He gets a job offer with a big reward to find a child who went missing 3 years ago. But the catch is, the case is in Haiti, and three other investigators have failed to find the boy. While never having visited Haiti, Max has a connection to the place. One of his biggest cases involved a Haitian serial killer who was pardoned and returned home. Arriving on the island, Max is shocked by the poverty and the ruinous state of the country, and is then taken to the plush home of his client, a mega-wealthy white family headed up by the tyrannical Gustav Carver, living a colonial life which seems out of step in the 1990s. Through his investigations, Max learns about the prevalence of magic in Haiti, both black and white, and the local folktale of Mr. Clarinet, who leads children away from their families, never to return. The Carver child is only one of many missing children. Max follows his instincts, and many of the threads lead to the king of the slum, Vincent Paul, a drug dealer and philanthropist. What does Paul know? How was the Carver's family driver involved in the boy's disappearance? And is Max facing up against black magic? Mr. Clarinet is a vibrant and detailed thriller about a missing rich kid in one of the poorest countries in the world. It's about redemption, greed, abuse of power, and ultimately love. Haiti itself is a major character of the book, with its desperation, violence, and devastation, but with an underlying pride and anger in the people who've suffered so much under the hands of corruption and international interventions. In a lawless country, everyone does what they can to survive, and belief in the supernatural is rife in a place where so much is uncertain. But could the folk tales be true? Fresh from jail and still grieving for his wife, Max suppresses his feelings by throwing himself into work and finds himself drinking again. He gets beaten up, double-crossed, has strange meetings with clairvoyants and journalists, and experiences a ritual, and yet the whereabouts of the missing boy evade him. The world of the Carver family is full of murky mystery and secrets, and Max is determined to get justice. But justice for whom? And he doesn't even know what he will do with the $10 million reward if he does find the boy. Now a compelling thriller with a vibrant setting and a cast of morally grey characters, Mr. Clarinet is a fantastic read. So if you like superstition, depressed private eyes, a rich and complex setting, heat, violence and intrigue, you might like Mr. Clarinet by Nick Stone. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.